Last time on Camp 5e.
Personally, no, I didn't have many friends, but that doesn't mean you can't.
Cobweb's not inside. Fine.
Oh, Donovan, we have a problem.
Donovan?
Yeah?
I just want to let you know, you're on my team.
I will say, so far this summer, our mortality rates have been way lower than they usually are. But I understand the concern. Any other questions before we jump in?
No, I think I actually remember everything that happened last session. Yeah, so I think we're good. Yeah.
Hello, folks, and welcome to yet another episode of Camp 5e. My name is Madison, I am your Dungeon Master today, and I am joined by our fearless camp counselors, including Dan Osley Olson.
Hello.
Brian Lockridge.
Hello.
And Sadler Bono.
Hello.
There he is. Hey, gang, how's everybody doing today?
Pretty good.
So good. It's been too long.
Hell yeah. Hopefully not too long for the listeners.
No, in theory, there should be no break at all for the listeners.
Which is crazy because it has been
a month.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've recorded, but hey, we're back at it. So, last we left off a particularly intense session in which we said goodbye to our paladin. Any comments?
Yes, Brian, concerns? You put your hand up.
Brian.
This is not for
this audio media.
Did we put a little, you know, Brian's not an asshole warning at the beginning or end?
I have not yet because that'll actually be not the episode coming out tomorrow. It'll be the episode after that. But I can definitely put in like a, hey, this is just a reminder that we're all friends and we all like each other. I promise we're not fighting in real life. We didn't take a break for like a month in between recording because we hate each other. Maybe we should start a feud. Would that give us more listeners?
Probably.
Yeah, I think
if we
were, so.
If we had like a rivalry.
Yeah, I'm splitting off. I'm gonna use
a
the characters that belong
Sadler's
to me.
Sadler's doing a spinoff episode.
Yeah,
a spinoff series. He's the DM and the.
Gonna player. Sue you if you mention my character or any of the fade anything like that.
Interesting.
Mr. Gorgeous. All of my intellectual property.
I would like to counter and say that I am willing to buy out your intellectual property for use on this podcast for a reasonable sum.
Okay, well,
we can talk.
My people will...
I'll take your answer offline. Last we left off, we did indeed say goodbye to our paladin of the Duke Crest Dragons, Brad Pennington. After deciding that it was just too overwhelming, Brad did the right thing, which was to take care of his own mental health and to leave Camp Judson. The exact moments we left off was as Brad was boarding the ferry to return to the mainland. As far as Hal and Harvdegra's stories go, anything in the road so far that you would like to remind our listeners of?
We lost Cobweb. Cobweb ran away,
indeed.
Or we assume
anything
ran
else
away.
Before we jump in?
Sadler, Harvdegra saw Chloe's dad in the back of the picture, and we interrogated
there was a,
her.
There was
well,
indeed
in
a
my defense, she was in the picture, too. She was in the picture, too. She, you know, I mean... Yeah.
She knew someone. She knows.
I'm no, you know, federally mandated investigator, but that seems like sound logic. Alrighty, y'all. We are going to jump back into the action here at the very moment we left off so long ago when we recorded our previous session. Brad is taking his steps onto the ferry as it pulls up. It is docked on Judson Island, the only mid-season ferry to run during this time. And Brad, neither of our other PCs are there, but would you mind explaining what Raven sees as they walk Brad down to the ferry?
Yeah. So as Brad is getting on the ferry, the person who walks off is 3'7" tall. A halfling, They're wearing black Air Force Ones, khaki cargo shorts, a cutoff, very clearly thrifted Metallica t-shirt. They have a red bandana tied as a headband, and some just enough gel in their hair to get it a little bit spiked up. And then they're carrying what is ostensibly for most people a normal sized duffel bag for 2 months of camp. Except for the fact that this person is 3'7" tall. So they have to carry it like a backpack, and it looks comical. It is the size of them. And her name is Bridget. This is Bridget Mendez.
Bridget, you took a direct flight here. You just got into SeaTac Airport, took an Uber to the ferry in order to take it immediately to Judson Island. You got the call less than a week ago that your application had been accepted and you were asked to take over a mid-season counseling opportunity at the Judson Island Adventuring Camp. As you step off the ferry, you see this other individual, this football player with all of his belongings, step on. And do you say anything to this individual as you?
No, I'll dap him up as I leave.
Awesome. How symbolic. You dap up Brad as you step onto the solid earth of Judson Island. You see there's another counselor there waiting for you. They've got tiefling, short-cropped, pink, hot pink hair. You see they've got their lanyard on, a cropped summer camp t-shirt, as well as some longer jeans and some checkerboard Vans. And you see that they have their pronouns and their name on their lanyard. This is Counselor Raven. They use they and he pronouns, and they say, "Hey, what's up? My name's Raven. Welcome to Camp Judson."
Hi, I'm Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. It's nice to meet you. And you see that they kind of put their hand out.
Thanks. She, her. Just so you know.
Totally. Here, I'm going to walk you back up to the campsite, kind of get you situated. Have you ever been to Camp Judson before?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you. It's been kind of a crazy summer so far, so we're super glad that you could, you know, take on this opportunity.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I was on the wait list for being a counselor. I'm hoping it will look good on my resume.
Oh, yeah? What's your thing? What do you do?
Oh, I'm going to be a professional adventurer.
Oh, that's cool. What do you wield?
Two scimitars.
Tight. Those are cool.
Thank you. My girlfriend made them.
Oh, cool. Would you like to describe your scimitars?
Yes. So, you are familiar, of course, with the excellent Nickelodeon television show Avatar The Last Airbender. And in it, there is a character named Prince Zuko who fights with one sword that, it is two swords that appear to be sword as one sword. They also did an episode of the History Channel television show Forged in Fire where they made the same thing. So it ostensibly appears to be one sword until it comes out of the sheath and it splits into two. Yeah, my favorite TV show is Avatar The Last Airbender. And Prince, I really have always resonated with Prince Zuko, so when we got together, she made them for me for our second anniversary.
You see, as you're kind of walking, you and Raven walk side by side, you have some chit-chat. Raven explains, yeah, so you're gonna be linking up with another cabin just to make sure that you're not, you know, flying totally solo. That would be kind of shitty. So we're gonna make sure that you've got, you know, a lot of support these next couple days. The other counselors, the head counselors, are kind of super busy. Things, again, are kind of crazy right now. But if you need anything, you know, you can always ask me. There's going to be some other cool counselors. Dane just dropped a dice or something on the ground. I'm going to let him pick it up.
I did. I got it. We're good.
Excellent. It's
fine.
So, yeah, you walk with Raven back up the hill, back up to Camp Judson. You see this huge campgrounds kind of just on the edge of the woods. You see that there are a bunch of folks hanging out, doing crafts. You see there's a bunch of people shooting bows and arrows, some crossbow action as well. You see some folks sparring. As you arrive, Raven kind of says, cool, so I'm going to take you to cabin 12. That's going to be your cabin. And I can introduce you to the folks there really quick.
Cool. That would be great. Cabin 12.
You guys walk up the steps to cabin 12. You see there isn't a whole lot of action there right now. The campers don't appear to be there currently. And you walk up the steps and Raven says, knock, knock, knock. And you hear a voice that says, come in. And there is two individuals, one who is a water genasi sitting on a bed, kind of sitting, like looking through like a magazine or something. And there is another young woman who is currently at a desk on the other side of the room. And Raven pokes their head in and says, hey, Chloe, I'm just dropping off Bridget. Let me know if you need anything else. I'm gonna go do other stuff. The young woman at the desk kind of waves her hand, doesn't look up, and says, great, that's fine, thank you. And you see Raven kind of leans towards you and whispers, says, hey, if you need anything, let me know. Good luck.
Thanks.
And you are left alone in this cabin with these two young women.
Hi, I'm Bridget.
You see the young woman at the... Hold on, I need to pull up one more piece of paperwork. So, I may or may not have already forgotten what a randomly named NPC I ended up naming them, but that's okay. So Joffrey. I'm just going to... That's definitely what.
Wait, the water genasi?
Yeah, do you remember Hydra. Her name, Sebo?
Hydra.
No.
No.
So let me see if notes. I can find my session one notes.
Wait, the water genasi from episode one? I'm pretty sure I wrote her name down.
Not Merida. Merida is a merfolk. Then
that is who that I was thinking is of.
Who I was thinking about.
Okay.
Have we ever mentioned a water genasi's name?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you and her had a little chit chat during a downtime episode. But that's okay. Cool. That's totally fine. I will suck it up. Awesome. Bridget, you say, hello, my name is Bridget. You see the young woman on the bed looking through the magazine and says, hi, my name's Talandriel. What are you... You're in this cabin now?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm replacing... I did not get his name.
Oh, that's okay. You see, she starts to whisper. She says, we don't mention it. And she starts to, like, look at the girl who's sitting at the desk. And you see the young woman at the desk goes, it's fine, Tal, you can say his name. I'm not going to cry about it. And you see she finally turns around in the desk chair and says, hi, Bridget, it's nice to meet you. My name's Chloe McDonald. She holds out her hand.
Hi, Chloe. I'll shake her hand. Is there a way that I could, well, first of all, where can I drop my stuff? Which bed is mine?
She says, yeah, Tal is going to move to the lower bunk, so you're going to get the top bunk on that side.
Okay. I'll throw my bag up there. And then Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I really would like to ingratiate myself with these two people right off the bat.
Interesting. Tell me more.
I want to make friends fast and hard. I'm a minimum month behind everybody else. Just looking around the cabin, is there, like, clear things that these people like that we could bond over?
Make a perception check.
Cool. I got a 7.
You got a 7. Yes. Looking around, there isn't... I mean, it's decorated. They've got some, like, paper chains up, some, like, woohoo, cabin 12 accoutrement. There's some posters and stuff, some little paper butterflies that are kind of taped around. And you also see that as you're shaking Chloe McDonald's hand, she has a little, like, silver butterfly wing. It's a silver band that has a little butterfly mid-flight on it.
I like your ring.
You see, she goes, oh, thank you so much. It was a gift from my dad.
Oh, nice. I also have a jewelry gift. My girlfriend made me this earring.
What do your earrings look like, Bridget?
It's just a really, like, industrial stud. Nothing super fancy, but it is magic.
You see that as Chloe looks at it, you see just a little flash of some type of arcane energy goes across her eyes, and she says, "Wow, that's a really cool magic item."
Thanks.
Well, I am kind of super busy right now, but I guess I can give you a little bit of a rundown. So you are going to be helping Talandriel a lot. I'm kind of stepping into a different position here. Karen and Kevin are the head counselors, and honestly, they're a little bit in over their heads right now. And so I'm stepping up to give them some more support, but in order to cover, you know, my track here with the cabin and the, you know, kids, you're going to be assisting Talandriel with, you know, day-to-day cabin activities. But what I do want to do is kind of show you around a little bit. Do you have any questions?
No, I think, Karen, I talked to you on the phone on Tuesday?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm the one who sorted through your paperwork. I have a good idea of what you're going to bring to the table. However, I do want to make sure that you get everything settled. I can introduce you to Karen and Kevin. Yeah, let's go see if they're busy. And, she starts to walk out of the cabin.
Okay, I will see you in a little bit, Talandriel. I'm very excited to co-counsel with you.
You see, Talandriel says, "Likewise, I'll be here."
Cool. Goodbye.
Chloe McDonald walks you to these other two kind of separate, almost like a duplex-style cabins, and she kind of knocks on one of the doors and goes, "Kevin, it's me. I just wanted to introduce you to Bridget, our new counselor." And you see the door opens. A young human man with kind of short, cropped, like, sandy blonde hair opens, and he says, "Hi, howdy there, Bridget. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you." And he puts out his hand and shakes your hand.
"Hello.
How's it going? You just made it to Judson Island. We're glad to have you."
"Yeah, I'm really glad to be here."
"Good, good.
Thank you for bringing me on. I appreciate it."
"Yeah, of course, of course. You know, we want to always make sure that our campers are taken care of, and that means having enough staff to make sure that they're taken care of. You know what I mean?"
"Yes."
"Cool, you're very straightforward. I like you." Kevin goes, "Chloe, actually, can I talk to you for a second?" And Chloe goes, "Yep, absolutely. Bridget, why don't you walk back to the cabin? We can continue the tour later."
"Okay, sounds good. Goodbye."
You walk back to your cabin. As you're kind of walking...
This is a fucking terrible tour.
I would like to just point out how aggressively Maddie said "human" when describing Kevin, as if we don't know he's a squid man in a skin sack. Sucks brains or something. He doesn't sleep. Mystery.
You know, mystery. Really, a brain is just like one big long
it's
noodle.
It's a gusher.
Gusher's
worse.
A gusher, but instead of like one juice pocket, it's like a bunch of little juice pockets that are like long and skinny.
It is.
No, I want to go back to one long spaghetti all folded together.
Yeah, you walk back to the cabin. You see the grounds here are beautiful. There is a kind of campfire that's starting up. You see some campers are already kind of gathering around. You head back to your cabin, and it is a whirlwind over the next couple of days of, you know, meeting all of your campers. They are wonderful and very enthusiastic and very happy to meet you. Taking over, you know, half training with Chloe, shadowing Chloe, and also, you know, there are times where she totally has to peace out. There's some project that her and Karen and Kevin are working on that you can't, like, look into because it's, like, a secret thing that's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And one time when she's about to leave, she goes, "Okay, I know I feel like a total asshole because, you know, this whole week we haven't been really got to do a lot of one-on-one stuff because I've been working on this project with Karen and Kevin. It's for an event that's coming up, but I also want you to know that if you do need anything, I am totally here for you."
"Okay. I appreciate it. That's very kind. I think I'll be fine. Chloe is going to be a sophomore in high school."
"Chloe is going to be a senior in high school."
"Chloe's going to be a senior in high school."
"Yeah, she's older."
"Oh. In my head, she and Brad were in the same class, and she was dating an older kid."
Oh, mm-mm. No, she's Peter's age, I think. We said that once.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
But it is a very busy week. As you are kind of getting into, yes, Point of Order, Dan.
What are my capers named?
Oh my god.
Shit, sorry. I inhaled some saliva right as I was going to ask that question. What are my campers named?
I can send you your campers.
Perfect.
Could you please list them all right now? Name, race, and class. We just need to know we're up against for Capture the Flag, okay?
We're going to kick your ass, dude.
You don't even know that. You don't even know who you are.
I do know that.
Alrighty. But it is truly an extremely busy week. Speaking of extremely busy weeks, everyone's going to get a little bit of downtime. So what is everyone working on in this first part of our downtime?
I think Hal familiarizes himself with the nearby forest, like probably from here to the communications. And then with depending on how Harv DeGraff feels about it, I think I am trying to, or Hal is trying to really get a feel for the forest, try to get to know it better. And, is doing any sort of research he can on the Thunderbird, and looking for Cobweb, trying to reach out to Cobweb via the Weave, and so that's what I'm doing. Trying to figure out more about the Thunderbird, familiarizing myself with the forest, and looking for Cobweb.
Got it. I believe, and this was kind of happened at the very end of the previous episode, but Harv DeGraff found a bunch of information, a bunch of materials in that comm station, found a stack of coded letters, right, coded notes, as well as a journal that was in code. I don't know if, Sadbo, you want to speak to what Harv DeGraff is doing with those materials, or if you're involving Hal in whatever you're doing with those materials, but that's also something to keep in mind, as you have those clues to go over as well.
Yeah, no, I was going to mention that with my downtime. I was gonna talk to Hal. I know my strengths aren't exactly... You ever seen Get Smart, the new movie, the revamp of the old TV show? I'm more of The Rock.
Anne Hathaway. And...
Yeah, I'm more of The Rock, and Hal is more Steve Carell. So I'm going to go to Hal for some support. Go to him with the papers and say, hi, here. And then I put the papers in front of him. I say, this is in some sort of code, I believe, or possibly just Portuguese. I need you to look at it and make sure it is all translated by the end of this week.
Oh, I will have it within 3 days. My weekly Sunday Sudoku puzzles won't be for nothing.
Oh, and I didn't want this to be a surprise. I heard from a bird that Chloe McDonald is our boss now. Just thought you should know that, that she's now in charge of us. Just because, you know, you have the whole thing, it might be awkward.
What?
Well, I don't know.
I like her less and less every day.
I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder and I'm going to say, listen, just things can get complicated when you're dating sort of up the corporate ladder. Trust me, it can, Just a word of advice, you know, make sure everything's on the up and up.
Does it seem like we're dating? Does that she give that vibe? Does she give the vibe that we're dating? Did she tell people that?
Look, I am very perceptive.
Yes, you really are. You're one of the more perceptive people I know. Interesting. Yeah, last time we talked, you just really wasn't good, so I kind of assumed, you know,
ups and downs of the relationship. It's just how it works. Sometimes you argue, and that just makes the loving more passionate next time around. Brings you closer.
I did kind of win the fight with Peter, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of blasted
it. I didn't lose it.
No, you didn't. It was sort of, I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest, but, a whole bunch of attention. I had other things on my mind, you know.
I get it. It's fine.
Anyway, like these papers, so, yeah.
Yep, these will be decoded ASAP. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And if Chloe asks, I'm super busy.
Oh, yes. No, that's good. That's good. You see, you're... And I slap his cheek. You're smarter than you look. Great.
I blush. Hal blushes.
Okay. Yep, well, I'm gonna go run the campers through some circuits. We're pushing a tire up the hill. Let's do it. Okay. See ya.
Bye, Arvid DeGraw.
Yep. And I walk out.
Awesome.
I like your tire.
But are you talking to me, little one?
Yes. Where did you find it on the island? Did you have to bring it here?
No. They just have some old, I guess they're old military tires in the, town. I don't know. I just said to one of the kids, find a tire. And they just, listen. You know, it's amazing what, good discipline will do. They make it happen.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, my friends and I found a tire by the train tracks when I was younger, and we had to roll it all the way back to my friend's house, and then it slipped in my mom's garage since 2013.
Nice.
We spray painted our names on it, and we used to flip it up and down the street.
Yeah. Whose cabin are you in?
I'm in cabin 12. I'm the new counselor. My name is Bridget.
Oh, hello.
I believe, replacing Chloe McDonald, who is now taking over for Karen and Kevin because they are too busy.
They were gonna ask me, but I'm so good with the kids, you know.
Your cabin seems very prepared to adventure.
Oh, very, very prepared. It's one of my priorities as an instructor to prepare them for how horribly, how hell life is. Life is hell. Life is war.
The ladies of Cabin 12 are at least having fun.
Yeah. No, you guys have been doing well. I've actually worked a little bit with them. Yeah.
Talandriel is very nice.
Yeah, that's her name. Thank you.
I'm trying to meet everybody on the island in my first week, so I will cross you off my list.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Donovan Hayes. I never said my name. You said your name, and then I didn't listen to it, but yeah.
Very cool.
Hey, dude, do you want to see something cool?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you have, an ID or a credit card on you?
No. There is no place to spend money here.
Okay, any, small... I'm note card or smaller, thing that you may have in your person, you know? Like, maybe a school ID or a library card. Do those still exist? Of course they don't.
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I sprint back to cabin 12. I find my wallet, I get my library card, and I sprint back to Donovan.
I do have a question, Dane. Do you think that Bridget would have her adventurers business cards?
Oh, no. No, it's all QR codes now.
Yeah.
No, but I guess I do have my employee ID from the Bakersfield Dungeon Center. I will grab that. Mm-hmm. I have an employee ID.
Okay. Let me... Can I touch it and look at both sides of it?
Yes. I guess I do not technically need it anymore, but I have sentimental reasons for keeping it.
Okay, I study the card. I study it well, and then I give it back to Bridget, and I say, okay, I have just given you back the card. Put it in your pocket.
Okay.
It's in your pocket, right? It's in your pocket?
Yes.
No, it isn't. And then I pull out from my pocket an exact replica of that card. And I say, ha! No, it's in my hand, isn't it? It's pretty cool.
I need Bridget to make a DC 14 wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom save?
Uh-huh.
I'll let you guys know I have +0 to these. I got 11.
He has produced your Dungeon Center employee ID in this little black booklet.
What? I look in my pocket?
It's still there.
It's still there. Oh, shit. I shouldn't have given
that
it back.
That is very cool.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. It's my first magic item, you know?
How did you do that?
Oh, I found a magic item. So it, copies cards. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you know. Just adventure
Can
things.
I see it?
Sure. And I give the booklet. I imagine it's like one of the FBI or like cop things, right? Oh, where it just 100%. Sort of hunts
it's like
down.
The yeah. flip down yeah. leather.
100%.
Yeah, I give you the whole thing.
This is pretty cool.
Does it have a
like maker's mark or brand name on it?
It does not. It is conspicuously absent of any type of identifiable markings.
Interesting. Bespoke. That's pretty cool. On family weekend, you should show that to my girlfriend if she comes. She'll think it's pretty neat.
You have a girlfriend? You know, I had a girlfriend once. It was so sad that we had to break up. I mean, it was for the best. Oh, Mary Ann or Jane. Anne. Mary Ann.
Yeah, my parents divorced too.
Oh, no. Mary Ann was my age.
Yes. Are you... I'm sorry, I think I've made a grave mistake. I assumed you were an adult.
Oh, no. No, the prominent body hair is because of my Italian descent. I am, in fact, 16 years old.
All make a deception check.
Okay, I can make a deception check. Let's see. It's a 6. I did well.
I did well.
Bridget, go ahead and make your insight check.
It's a 4.
This weird hairy dude's telling the truth.
You know?
You're a halfling. You get body hair. You understand body hair.
Oh, yes. Very much. Traditionally, halflings don't wear shoes, and instead we have... very hairy feet. However, that's like my grandma does that.
Well, that I'm glad I'm thinking of your grandma's feet now. That's
that. Yes, it. Would you like to be friends?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
I think I have made you think of my grandmother's feet, so now we should at least be friends.
Yes, no, I think that's acceptable. You know, I was going to ask you, you didn't, you know, when Chloe McDonald was packing up her things, did you see anything magical or strange in her belongings?
If you want, I will allow Bridget to make another kind of general investigation check looking for magical items.
Boys, I'm going to tell you something. I made a character who's not good at the thinking.
It's okay.
That's a 17. I do have a +1 to investigation.
A 17. You remember Chloe kind of packing her stuff up, moving over to the head counselor's cabins. You recall another evening that she was back at the cabin where she was letting you shadow her, talking more about that butterfly ring. And indeed, you remember it having like a faint magical aura to it. And you also know that she has a tome that she carries with her that is her warlock's Book of Shadows.
No, I try not to snoop.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Let me know, friend, if you see anything strange. You know, just in case. I want to make sure that there's something fishy about her, you know.
You shouldn't say that about your boss. This is an at-will state.
Yes, she is my boss now. We're technically her job title hasn't changed, I don't think. So I think we're like on the same level. She's just doing, you know, some extra work. So she isn't my boss. Sorry, I know it looks like that, and that's why it's important for me to make that distinction. Okay.
Is it because she's a girl?
No. It's much more complicated and... Yeah, it's much more complicated.
If it is, I'll take my friendship back.
No. It isn't girl stuff. We just had, you know, I'm not sure if you heard, but before... that actually, you know, right before she got promoted, we had like a little thing, or her and a friend of mine had a thing, and it was a whole... It was like a fight, and I don't know, it was ugly, so... I don't know, we aren't...
Camp romance.
Yeah, I know. Young love. What are you going to do? Well, I'll see you around. I'm gonna
go flip your tire.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch them flip the tire. I don't flip the tire.
You should also flip the tire.
Okay. I'll consider maybe also flipping the tire.
It is good for you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's how I got like this, and then I go like this. Like
podcast.
Yeah.
Would also like to flash my guns. Performatively.
Absolutely. Bridget, go ahead and technically this is performance or charisma check. I will allow you to use your strength modifier.
That's even better. That is a 17 plus 7, except I'm also going to use commanding presence and add a superiority die. That is a 17 plus 7 plus 7, so that is a 17 plus 14, which is a 32? No, a 29. Nope, a 31. I can do math.
Math is hard. Donovan, you see Bridget flex, and you watch, Dane, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think at this point, Donovan, your campers are bringing the tire. They were taking it down the hill. They're bringing it back up the hill, and they are just about to crest the top of the hill. Bridget, you walk over to them and single-handedly lift up the tire with them, like, dangling off of it. And they all go, Whoa, hi, who are you? Wow, you're so strong. Hi, who are you?
I'm Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you? I hand out high fives to everyone.
Hi. Psh, psh, psh. Tons of high fives, yeah.
Bridget, are you... I'm sort of looking around. I say, Bridget, are you free for the next 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, follow me, and I'm going to take her to our cabin.
Sounds good. You see, as soon as you kind of, you make eye contact with Fendon, who kind of nods at you and goes, all right, everybody, back down the hill! And they start pushing the tire back down the hill again. And you guys walk to cabin 17.
Yep. I'm going to wait out here for 1 second, and I'm going to go in and talk to Hal.
Okay.
Awesome. You step inside. Hal is there. Hal, it's been maybe a day or two since Donovan has dropped off this paperwork to you. If you would like, you can go ahead and make some intelligence checks in order to see how you do deciphering it. I will allow you to make a investigation or a straight intelligence check.
They are the same. Oof, that's a natural 18, so that's a 26.
Awesome. You start, and it takes you a little bit, you start poring over this journal and these letters. The letters are the easiest. They're in the simplest code. This is a code that appears to be designed specifically by the people using it. In all of the notes, there is no names mentioned. No one ever mentions names. This stack of letters appears to be love notes. They are notes passed back and forth, letters passed back and forth. They're all addressed to, like, my dearest and, like, sweetheart and signed off the same way. There's no mention of specific names. And they're all very, very sweet. And I think that, you know, I am interested to see what Brian's thoughts are about what Hal's response to reading these are. These are a definitely more level-headed relationship than the one that Hal potentially shares with Chloe McDonald. They're very sweet. They talk very lovingly back and forth to each other. Yeah, what is Hal's response to reading these?
Hal, I think, spends a little too much time studying and memorizing specific lines from them, and he is excited to see, like, he feels like every adult in his life is, you know, not telling him something about anything, and these letters, he is just like, finally my chance to understand adult love, and he is aggressively studying them, and I think he has many lines memorized, like romantic lines about, you know, comparing them to a sweet summer day and what may have you. He's memorized a lot of the lines.
The journal, on the other hand, is a little bit trickier. You start poring over this journal. There are a lot of, it appears to be a personal journal, and mixed in here, there is a lot of what you're able to decode is personal notes, reminders, not necessarily anything that you think would be secret. This person appears to be, you know, practicing their code. But every once in a while, there is a line of different code in there, as if it has been copied down from some other source. It is not consistent with the code style that you've experienced in the love notes or the rest of the journal. And as you're coming through this, there are, you know, times and, or dates rather, that date this as kind of the mid to late 80s, the person who kept this journal. And as you, I'll say with that Nat 18, you recognize this journal after a couple of days, after you start reading it and confirming with some of the dates that the timing matches up. This is the same journal that you saw in that very first vision of Rodriguez.
That was, like, next to him?
Yeah, that he was writing in as he was sitting on the footlocker in Cabin 17. What you gather from reading this journal is that Rodriguez, last name, first name Daryl, was a petty officer here at Fort Warden on Judson Island, and that his specialty was code breaking. He worked with the fort here, and his primary place that he hung out was the comm station. He received transmissions, recorded them, and attempted to decode them wherever they were receiving these transmissions from. It takes you a little bit longer, but you're able to decode. There's one transmission, there's one set of that other code that has been written over and over in this journal in different ways, in different styles, but always the same. And you see in his notes, Daryl mentions that this is something that had been giving him trouble. And it is mostly towards the end of his notes. So you see that at the end of the journal, the very last entry of the journal, he has broken this code. It is a GIF transmission that details the plans for an upcoming attack somewhere in the Pacific Ocean on a research vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And you, this transmission, the receiving date of this transmission is, from your knowledge and from what Donovan has also shared with you, would have been him cracking it, the date of him cracking it, would been after the research vessel had launched, after it had left Fort Warden, but before it had officially sunk. So you find this translated, decoded GIF transmission in Daryl's things. You literally crack the very end, the last page of Rodriguez's code as Donovan walks in.
Hey!
It's the GIF.
Okay.
Which we already kind of knew, but I definitely have it confirmed, and they might still be here, which means we might be a little in over our head, but I think we can handle it.
Oh, you're talking about the papers? It's like the, yes, the GIF? Do I know what the GIF are? Do I have to roll for that?
I think that as a Fade agent, you would be generally aware that in this version of our world, GIF indeed are kind of extraplanar.
Yeah.
Individuals who, for the most part, engage in multiplanar piracy. They're not generally super friendly. There are, you know, GIF folks in the population of the material plane that get along and, you know, work within society just fine. But there are certainly a majority of the individuals kind of out there in the astral plane don't take too kindly to everyone else here in the material plane.
Yeah, it's like Roswell all over again. That's before my time, but I... okay, that's very interesting. I think I'm bringing in another person into the fold.
Oh, yeah? Who's that? But... Is it Chloe? Look, if it's Chloe, that's fine. I think I just need to sit down with her and just kind of hash things out, you know?
No, don't worry. It's not Chloe. We can do this without Chloe. But no, then the new girl, Brigitte...
Bridget, I've seen her around. Yes. I happen to not be the shortest counselor anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're still the lightest, though, because, holy Jesus. Her traps are, like, made...
It looks like there's a smaller man coming out of a tiny man.
Yeah. Anyway,
can she be trusted?
Well, I think we, Yeah, I mean, she's new, which is a good sign. She hasn't
that
been
a good sign, and...
compromised yet by whoever the inside agents are. As well as we need some muscle, maybe we keep her sort of in the dark about certain, you know, details. But I mean, we need, we're sort of low on muscle and looking around. I think this might be.
We do have a hole in muscle, and a lot of people aren't really going to be interested. I think a lot of people kind of are aware that, you know, the big explosion in the woods was kind of us, so.
Oh, Hal. Kids think explosions are cool. But,
Well, that doesn't explain why no one sits with us at meals still.
No, that has to do with the way we look, Hal. Don't worry.
Well, okay, as long as this one isn't a scaredy cat like Brad was, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, no, I don't think you have to worry about that. And then I'll open the door to Bridget.
Awesome. As you all were having that conversation, Bridget, you're standing on the front porch of Cabin 17. As you're standing there, Donovan has just kind of led you up and said, wait out here, and gone in. You see there is a camper who comes up and says, hi, I have the mail for Cabin 17. Can I just give it to you?
Yes.
Cool. Here you go. She walks down the steps, starts to walk away. You see there is a huge stack of mail, a bunch of stuff to campers, but there is one thing that catches your eye because it is in a plastic, one of those, it has the clear plastic front on it. You see that there is an advanced copy of a comic book that you are very familiar with. It's called The Incredible Rage Hammers, and this is an advanced copy of Volume 4.
No fucking way. I sit down and I try to peek inside without opening it.
You see the front cover is the two rage hammers kind of fighting this giant dragon. You see this dragon has the head of a fox. There is fire all around them, and they're in this kind of red dungeon. There's awesome treasure everywhere. You try to kind of peek open, try to get the first pages open. It is pretty difficult. It is kind of shrink-wrapped, almost. And as you are kind of trying to sit down and look into it, Donovan, you open the door. Yes, Dane.
Do I know that it's addressed to Hal? Who the fuck is getting this?
It says on the sticker, Halberd Ragehammer.
Cool.
Yeah, fine. I open the door. Oh, yeah, okay, Bridget, you're in. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, cool. Is one of your campers Halberd Ragehammer?
Nah, Hal. And I point towards Hal sitting on the inside. No, he's my co-counselor and my best friend.
Okay. Oh my god. It is an honor to meet you.
Well, why? Thank you. Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh,
no. Donovan, it is an honor to meet him. He is
no,
genuinely
Ragehammer? I didn't open your mail, but I really wanted to, and then I pulled up the side of my shirt and I have the Ragehammer logo tattooed on my ribs.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. Is it like a garage tattoo?
No, I'm 19. I can legally have been able to get them in the state of Nevada for a number of years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your parents? Are my favorites.
Great. They sent me mail? That's
yeah,
awesome.
They sent you a volume of the copy. I just pulled out your mail.
Hal, you take it. It is, the return address is to their manager, Sherry.
Oh my
she
God.
Has sent you the advance copy of their new comic book that's coming out in a month or two.
I open it. Is there any letter from my parents at all? Any response to any of nothing?
It appears to be straight from the publishing house. There is no personalization or anything. I will say, Donovan or Hal, go ahead and I'll let either of you make a investigation check.
That should be me. That is a 9, so that's a 17.
What was Bridget going to say?
Can you get them to sign some stuff for me?
Do I see something with the 17 and then I'll respond to that?
No, you're just flipping through it really quickly and Bridget cuts in and says that as you're trying to look at it.
I am not handling this like, you know, an appropriate comic book by any means. I mean, like, it is open and then I just take it by the corner and, like, throw it behind me. And then I hear her and I say, oh! And I go back and it's, you know, crumpled a little bit. Do you want it?
Yes. Thank you.
It,
Yep.
I'm Bridget.
Nice to meet you, officially. Thank you. I've seen you around, but talking with new people, you know.
I'm trying to meet everybody on the island this week.
Well, nice to meet you. Donovan said that you like adventures?
Yes. I'm going to be a professional. This is a good thing for my resume to work here.
Bridget?
I don't know. Yes, that is me.
How would you like to go on an official Ragehammer adventure? Now, before you accept or deny, I need you to understand the risks, first and foremost, death. And the responsibilities. You need to be discreet. You need to be okay with not having all the information. And you need to make sure to report to Donovan and I about, you know, any suspicious things you hear. Or things like if Chloe said anything about me and things like that.
I, Dane, have a question.
Yes.
Hal looks aggressively 14, right?
Yes, and...
Absolutely.
And sleep-deprived.
You guys have both asked a lot of questions about Chloe so far.
What are you talking about?
I have talked to, collectively, the two of you for maybe 10 minutes, and you've both brought her up a couple of times.
Oh,
when someone plays with your heart, it's not easy to forget, Bridget.
Yeah, just for, I mean, this might be important later on. Not my heart. Nothing to do with my heart. Absolutely nothing. It's just... not that it would be weird, but not nothing, not me. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
This is not. I appreciate your offer. I would love to do an adventure. This is not official Ragehammer business. I can tell.
All
right.
It's not on the tour list anywhere.
Bridget, why would they put discreet missions on the tour list? Why do you think their eldest son is not on the tour if there wasn't something more important happening up north on an island in the San Juans? Do you really think they would just send their son up, you know, not on the tour to do nothing? No, they would send their son here because there is important secret business happening, and you can be a part of it. And you could be part of the comic book chain that will eventually be written about this or not. That is your choice. I will have you know, in the one comic book episode that I am included in, they got my portions incorrect, and they said I was a sorcerer, which was very frustrating. Anyway.
They also said you were the youngest.
They also said I was the youngest, which is canonical, because now my brother's been featured in several arcs, and he is younger than me. Anyway.
I did assume that they only had one child.
I am in volume one. I'm in volume one on one page in the beginning. When they're leaving home, you can see me in the window of the living room.
In both printings?
Look, Bridget, I think you're missing the point.
Okay.
You can get some equity points for this adventure. Like, it's legit. If we complete it. My parents have connections in the Adventurers Union. Like, this could be good for you. And, frankly, we need muscle. Our muscle guy isn't around as much. Harv deGras, we said no smoking in the cabin.
Yes. That's his pet name for me.
Right. Cutesy. Harvey. Yes.
If you have them, can I also bum a dart while I think about this?
Oh, let me see. What's the...
Bum a dart? You are way cooler than you let on.
Okay. Can I ask a couple of questions?
Sure, and we'll answer them completely honestly. We're open books.
Okay. First of all, why do you look so tired? Second of all, do you want me to talk to Chloe? There is clearly something happening.
No.
Third of all, I had one and I forgot. Those are my first two.
All right. First one is, In a matter of, how long has it been since Brad left?
Probably been like 2 or 3 weeks.
In the matter of less than a month, I managed to scare one of my closest friends away and then also completely lose the other one. So I'm really worried that my best friend is dead and the other one hates me and Donovan's still here, which is why he's a great friend. So that's one. Two, no, please for the love of God, don't even mention my name around Chloe. Unless she brings me up, then I'd just be curious if she was still mad. And we never really had a thing. We're friends and we're magic learning Anyway, no, forget we ever said anything about Chloe. That's personal, nothing to do with the adventure, except there's some classified information that you can know if you join our adventure. But it's super classified. Wouldn't even be printed in the comic book.
And what was your other question? Something about
If this is a professional Ragehammer adventure, yeah. Official Ragehammer adventure, and I will be appearing in future comic books, I will need your manager to talk to my manager and my agent just so that it's all above board. I don't want to get fucked. You can't eat experience.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. We're on an island. Can like, agents...
This is an ask-for-forgiveness situation. Ask for forgiveness.
No,
we're gonna
that's
do it
not
to
how
heroes,
it works.
And then they can't deny us. They can't deny. I will have my own spin-off after this.
Okay, but unless
you
have a
too.
Contract, that's... I am happy to
Maybe.
Adventure with you. However, if it's going to be official, I want my team involved. I have an agent for a reason.
All right. How about this? I will send a letter to Sherry. She's my parents' manager, agent, person. Also my child care when their personal assistant is out. Yes, I'll I will write a letter to Sherry giving her all your information, and she'll contact your manager. However, we can't wait for snail mail to get back, so we will have to get started right away. And you can't tell anyone, even Chloe. What do you say? Comic book lines, merchandise, the whole package, if we do this.
I, Dane, don't trust Hal.
Yeah, but this is what happened with Brad, and he had to leave in order for the adventure to continue.
I know. Yes, I know. Okay, write the letter, get it notarized. Also, if you're going to... You should at least say that Sherry is your manager if you're going to have an official adventure. You need your own representation, dude.
Yeah, Sherry actually doesn't represent any magic users. It's kind of a thing. My dad kind of went out of the way to make sure that they had a manager that wasn't associated with any magic users, because there's a thing with their last one, and it was a whole thing. So she actually refuses to represent me, but I'm working on it. But since I'm a Ragehammer, I'm in the franchise, and she does deal with all of the licensing, so she is the person to contact.
Okay, sounds good. I'll write a letter to Daniel, and I'll have him contact Sherry. How's about? That is really the way it should work. I'll have Daniel contact Sherry. No worries, I got it covered.
Bridget, right. You hear a little coming from your earring.
Hello?
Hi, babe. How's it going? How's camp?
So far, so good. I just... Guess who I just met?
Wait, okay, I got this.
You're not going to get it. Let me just tell you. It is Halberd Ragehammer, the apparently oldest child of the Ragehammers, and I am going to be in a comic with the Ragehammers. So, guess what? We're getting residuals, baby!
Oh my god, babe, that's amazing! Wait, so you got your acceptance from PAF already?
I have not yet. This is its own thing. Would you be willing to send an email to Daniel and tell him to contact... what is Sherry's full name?
I look Hal? At the letter. I pick up the letter and I look at the return to sender.
Yeah, you get her information off of the return address on the comic book. You read it out to Alex. Alex goes, okay, yep, I got it. And do you want me to log into your email to do that? Or do you want me to...
Yes, log into mine. You can say it's from you.
Okay.
He knows that I do not have internet here.
It's okay, nice to cool. meet you.
Are you making
Hal
friends?
Says, I think so.
Well, that's super exciting. Babe, I am so, so proud of you.
Thank you.
Of course. And you're making friends. You have an awesome adventure lined up. Oh, are you trying to adventure right now? Should I let you go?
Yes. I'll call you later. I love you.
Okay, I love you. I love you so much. Bye. Goodbye.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye. I love you.
You guys hang up. That was super weird.
I have,
You have service here?
It's magic.
Right. That's...
Hal, go ahead and make an arcana check.
That is a natural 20.
A natural 20. Yeah, you see... Bridget has a little, like, stud earring in her ear that you, just from kind of looking at it, seeing, like, the kind of magic drift off of it as she was using it, appears to enable her to cast the sending spell.
That is a really useful little piece of the arcane.
Thank you. My girlfriend made it for me.
Made it? It's like a mini sending stone. That's awesome.
Yes, it's pretty cool. Oh, shit. I was going to tell her about your magic item.
Oh, mine? My awesome magic item?
I will tell her about it. She's going to lose her shit.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, but we didn't... Did we get an actual answer? I look over to Hal because I'm sort of half listening to everything. And, like, point a lit cigarette at him. Did she say that she was, like, in no matter what? And, like, did you shake on it so we can, like, share secret information?
Yeah, but are you in? Because there is some serious secrecy.
My people are figuring it out with your people. But I'm in for now.
Okay, can we, like, shake hands of secrecy?
I hold out a fist bump.
All right, once our knuckles bump, you're sworn to secrecy, Bridget.
I mean, okay, it's going to be in a comic book, so it's secret till then.
Well, I mean, think about, like, you know, those movies where, like...
There's
leaks and stuff.
Seen...
We can't have any leaks.
Yes, I understand how this works.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Willing to give the fist bump.
Well, as an old friend of mine would say, dap up. And then give the fist bump.
Nice.
Awesome. You guys do a three-way fist bump. Bridget is officially part of the party, and I'm going to say that is where we're going to go ahead and end today's episode. This has been Camp 5E. Thank you so much for listening. Big shout out to Ross Bugden for the use of the track Something Wicked in the intro and outro. Check out Ross on Twitter and Instagram at Ross Bugden, BUGDEN. This podcast is edited by myself and stars Dane, Brian, and Sadler as our fearless camp counselors. Coming up next is episode 12 of Camp 5E that will go live on Sunday, May 9th. Until next time, thank you again for listening and stay safe out there, campers.